When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To get bail if he formally refuses to sign the bill into law.
It'd be as well for all of us to hold our hands and await the decision of the court before any action is taken.
It's within 7 days we'll get it.
Push come to show. You'll get 2/3 majority to be able to veto the president.
We'll get it more than this.
How sure are you?
Very, very sure. When the speaker put the question that who among us was against the bill, what was the numbers? 275 over 275.
More from Parliament, where lead sponsor of the bill, Sam George, has been tearing into the president, accusing him of being a puppet for Western interests.
When the president looks at us as a nation and tells us that he is more concerned about the so-called friends of Ghana, and for that reason, the sovereignty of this parliament is being called into question. Mr. Speaker, I am truly worried the kinds of friends the president keeps.
We are live in Parliament on the day a writ was filed at the Supreme Court asking the court to declare the anti-gay bill null and void.
This is Top Story with Evans Mensah.
Well, a day after the majority leader, Alexander Fenyomarkin, challenged citizens, specifically isolating journalists, to test the constitutionality of the anti-gay bill in court, we now know that a journalist has done just that. City FM's Richard Sky filed the case today, asking the Supreme Court to throw out the bill passed by Parliament. My colleague Kudonyako joins me in the studio with a copy of this writ. What reliefs is the plaintiff seeking?
So seven of them, Evans. The first is his contention is that the passage of the Human Sexual Rights and Family Value Bill by Parliament contravenes some provisions under Chapter 5 of the 1992 Constitution and should be declared null and void. He seeks a true and proper interpretation of Article 33(5) of the 1992 Constitution in light of Article 12 on discrimination, Article 15 on human dignity, equality and freedom from discrimination, Article 18 from protection of privacy of home and other property, and some general fundamental freedoms under Article 21. The second relief he seeks hinges on the fact that the Speaker of Parliament contravened Article 108 II of the 1992 Constitution, reading it in tandem with Article 296 by admitting and allowing Parliament to proceed upon and pass the bill into law as it imposes a charge on the Consolidated Fund or other public funds of Ghana. So if you look at 2 and 3, they all hinge on finances. And the third relief is that Parliament exceeded its authority in passing the bill, citing the same reason that it imposes a charge on the Consolidated Fund. The fourth relief he seeks is a declaration that per Article 102 and 1041 of the Constitution of Ghana, Parliament lacked the requisite quorum to pass the bill. The fifth, he wants an order restraining the Speaker of Parliament and the Clerk to Parliament from presenting the bill to the President for his assent. he seeks an order restraining the president himself. So this is the president.
That is, even if
exactly
he goes.
Exactly.
First of all, stop parliament from sending the bill to him.
Exactly.
To sign. But then he goes to second
exactly.
leg of this.
And then now he goes on to the president directly that the order should restrain the president from assenting to the bill, as such action would directly contravene the constitutional safeguards of liberties and rights of Ghanaians. And the last one, an injunction barring any attempt to enforce the provisions of the bill, particularly those criminalizing same-sex relationships and related advocacy efforts.
Mm.
So these are the reliefs he is seeking.
And when was this filed?
So it was filed today, exactly 1 p.m. And so that is the stamp, and the stamp is dated 5th March 2024, and it is 1 o'clock p.m.
So this is today?
Today.
1 p.m.
today.
Well, although the writ was filed today, as we've just been told by Kodunyako from that writ before the Supreme Court, it was clear the president knew about it yesterday and has based his decision on what to do when parliament finally sent him the bill to sign into law on it, even before the writ was filed today at 1 p.m. Listen to the president speaking to the diplomatic community yesterday.
I'm aware that last week's bipartisan passage by parliament of the Proper Human Sexual Rights and Ghanaian Family Values Bill, on a private member's motion, has raised considerable anxieties in certain quarters of the diplomatic community and among some friends of Ghana, that she may be turning her back on her hitherto enviable, long-standing record on human rights observance and attachment to the rule of law. I want to assure you that no such backsliding will be contemplated or occasioned. I think it will serve little purpose to go at this stage into the details of the origin of this proposed law, which has yet to reach my desk. But suffice it to say that I have learned that today a challenge has been mounted in the Supreme Court by a concerned citizen to the constitutionality of the proposed legislation. In the circumstances, it would be as well for all of us to hold our hands and await the decision of the court before any action is taken. The operation of the institutions of the Ghanaian state will determine the future trajectory of the rule of law and human rights compliance in our country.
Well, tonight in Parliament, the minority say they are confident they can marshal 2/3 majority to veto President Akufo-Addo if he formally informs Parliament that he will not be signing the anti-gay bill into law. Listen to the Deputy Minority Whip, Ahmed Ibrahim.
We'll get it more than necessary.
How sure are you?
Very, very sure. When the Speaker put the question that who among us was against the bill, what was the numbers? 275 over 275? Or you have a contrary view?
No. When I was coming here, I was with an NDP MP in the lift. He says this bill is unnecessary. What I'm saying is that this bill may go down and become political. When you had a censure motion, you had NDP MPs who wanted Kedu Fuyata out. They walked out.
We draw the word political. I've already told you that the former majority leader was pushing this bill. Was not the one who was leading the majority. He pushed it until he was kicked out. So there are some Ghanaians, or there are some MPP MPs who will stand for their views and principles and religious beliefs. So don't think that it will be political, it will be MPP, NDC. No. In your church, do you sit MPP, NDC?
In a Muslim.
In your mosque, do you sit MPP, NDC? No. The chief of mine said, just a matter of the chief of mine giving a word to Baumia, that you said we should vote for you and Samira Baumia. You were in Mayafi. Now we voted for you, remove the Mayafi. And now you are doing what you want. It's a matter of giving them order that this is what the Quran stands for. We, those in the church, the pastors, this is what the Bible stands for. Then in the tradition, look, even the traditionalists, those days, if you were caught a male and a male mating, you were sacked or banned from entering that community. Is that not our culture? But this one, they are saying that now we'll take you and go and reform you. We'll heal you, take you to the doctor, give you medication, give you counseling. What again?
the president position is just untenable.
The president told you that that's his position?
Yes, yesterday he met the diplomatic community. And
he was speaking to the diplomats. You know the president, he had the diplomatic language. But when the sponsor, the actual real sponsor of the bill, hit the streets, the president, the tenant will know who is the landlord of this country.
I want to bring in now my parliamentary correspondent, Kweku Asante, who joins us on the line right now. And Kweku, in this interview with the deputy minority whip, he also hinted that Osaichi Mensah-Bonsu, who is a former majority leader, may have been removed because of his position on the anti-gay bill.
Yes, in fact, he tracks back to when the speaker's military details were taken away from him at the height of the E-Levy debate. He alleged again that the speaker's unflinching support for the bill may have contributed to the government removing its military detail, but that the latest action the president has taken against the bill is by forcing the removal of Osaichi Mensah-Bonsu because he supported his bill, although he will not provide any evidence to back this.
Comment to His Excellency the President's comment about the happenings surrounding the human sexual rights bill is unfortunate. It's unfortunate because this is the president who claimed to the generality of Ghanaians that he was a Christian. The president's excuse now is that he has heard that some people are going to challenge the constitutionality of the bill, and therefore he's not going to assent to it. The president did not say that they sent the thing to Supreme Court. He said that he has heard that people are going to challenge the constitutionality. Those who brought you and put you there are saying that this is our interest, and therefore that interest must be pursued. You are now looking for opportunities to do this. I am a Christian, but I did not want to believe the things I was hearing about the president. You remember this bill has been in this parliament for over 3 years. The president was doing everything possible to make sure that the bill never saw the light of day. We've gone through intimidations, we've gone through all sorts of things. You remember the security architecture of the speaker were even withdrawn. At the point the speaker was naked, then he still pursued and said that I'm a Catholic. And Catholic, we have values and principles. Then you come to, so the speaker was the first casualty. The second casualty was the majority leader, Honorable Osaichi Mensah-Bonsu. He is a member of the Assemblies of God. And he he sponsored a lot of amendments. Yeah. And when it was clear that there was nothing the president could do, he changed him.
And Kweku, this matter also was on the floor today somehow, and Sam George wanted to have a bite at it. Hello, Kweku. Okay, we may have lost him there. But this obviously didn't only come to journalists when we have the MPs coming to talk to them in the gallery, but also on the floor, Kweku, and Kweku reconnects with me now. The chief proponent of this bill, the chief sponsor, who's become a mouthpiece for this, took this to the floor.
Yes, according to Sam George, it appears the president is just towing the line of the Western donor organizations. Now, as far as he's concerned, the president, tomorrow being State March, to put the heritage of Ghanaians at the heart of his action on this anti-gay bill. As far as he's concerned, the president is simply being a puppet.
Tomorrow, we celebrate our 67th independence anniversary. And it is under the theme, Our Democracy, Our Pride. And I sit here and ask myself, what is the state of our nation? Are we proud of our democracy? Because, Mr. Speaker, when the president looks at us as a nation and tells us that he is more concerned about the so-called friends of Ghana, and for that reason, the sovereignty of this parliament is being called into question relative to the family values bill that we have passed, Mr. Speaker, I am truly worried the kinds of friends the president keeps. Because the president, Mr. Speaker, my friends will not blackmail me. My friends will not blackmail me with money. So if we are being told that today, and if you read the president's statement, he says that he's giving the friends of Ghana assurance that he is not going to hasten to accent to a bill that this sovereign parliament has passed on representing the will of the Ghanaian people. Mr. Speaker, it leaves me with just one quote that I am going to read with your permission from Marcus Garvey. Marcus Garvey says, "The Negro who lives on the patronage of philanthropists is the most dangerous member of our black society because he is willing to turn back the clock of progress when his benefactors ask him to do so. If the Negro is not careful, he will drink in all the poison of modern civilization and die from the effects of it." Mr. Speaker, let us urge our president to be mindful of cultural imperialism.
Honourable Member, your time is up.
I thank you, Mr. Speaker.
And Kweku, give me clarity on this. Yesterday when we spoke, the clerk to Parliament is yet to transmit this bill to the president for him to consider whether to sign or not. What's the update on that tonight?
Well, that update is that the clerk to Parliament has still not yet authenticated the bill to send it to the president's desk. In fact, just about 15 minutes ago when the House adjourned, at Beacon, the lead sponsor, Sam George, and asked him is that his checks indicate that this in the next 1 week the Speaker of Parliament will get that. In fact, in that earlier interview with Ahmed Ibrahim, he makes the same point. And then the leader of government business, or state majority leader Alexander Afenyo-Martin, also says that bill is still going through the process. It's an elaborate one. It needs to go to the government printing house. They have to print 4 copies. The clerk to Parliament would have to check to authenticate that each and every one of them has exactly the amendments as were passed on the floor before he will send out to the desk of the president. The new update you are getting now is that this may take up to 1 week now.
And thank you very much, Kweku, for that reporting in Parliament. I want to bring in right now Professor Kwejo Piedutia, who is Associate Professor, School of Law, University.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
University of Ghana. Also, my gentlemen, for your time. Professor Piedutia, let me start with you because this bill is yet to become law. The president is yet to consider it. Is this writ legally tenable?
The writ in some parts of it seems premature with regard to the section or the portion that deals with trying to say that Parliament or the president should not attend to the bill so that because it contains certain violations of rights and therefore not in conformity with the Constitution. So that seems to be a weak argument there, even though if you go to Article 2, it says an act. And what the Parliament has done could also be considered an act.
Is it a bill?
However, the other arm of the case is about injuncting the clerk and or the president by the fact that Article 108 and connected to that Article 106 of the Constitution have been violated in the context of the fact that the private members bill is going to have financial implications on the country.
Let me bring in Sam George, who is the lead advocate for this, lead sponsor of the bill, joins us right now. Mr. George, I'm pretty sure you've seen a copy of this writ.
Yes, everyone. Good evening to our listeners. I have.
Okay. And your immediate reaction when you saw it was?
It's laughable.
Why?
It has no substance. I mean, how is the Supreme Court supposed to rule, like Prof, who you just spoke to, said, on something that is not yet an act? The Supreme Court is supposed to interpret, and there's precedence for this. The Supreme Court, on the 19th of July 2023, threw out an injunction application against this bill, against the Speaker of Parliament on this bill by one Amanda Odoi, because the Supreme Court chaired the panel, a nine-member panel chaired by the Chief Justice herself, Gertrude Torkornoo, threw it out and said that there was no case made before the court to show what injury would accrue to anybody if Parliament was injuncted in the performance of its constitutional function. It is the same function of Parliament to transmit the bill to the President, and you are trying to injunct us from doing that. The court has ruled 9-0 in July last year, 19th of July last year. So, I mean, this is just another attempt to filibuster. Bridget Sky is just the face behind some hands. You know, it's like a puppet show where you don't see the puppet master, but you see his strings and you see the puppet. That's what this is about. We see through it, and it's unfortunate.
You say you see through it. What do you see?
Oh, clearly, you can see that this is clearly being orchestrated. You know, you have the president issue a statement yesterday saying that he's not going to sign because a case is before the court. Meanwhile, Richard currently filed his case at 1 p.m. today. So, I mean, you have Richard Sky all over Parliament and all the actions that go around it. I mean, this is the same gentleman who petitioned the Ghana Legal Council to stop AMA governor from being called to the bar because of acts of lesbianism. So you sit back and ask yourself, really, what's going on? You know, but I mean, this is Ghana. We're not sure.
Can I come in?
Yes, Professor Piojitia.
Yes, the Amandaudo case was more on the lines of Article 108 regarding the fact that the speaker didn't allow some processes to go through to determine if the act, if the bill is passed, would not impose financial obligations on the state. And the Supreme Court went on to say that process had not been completed by Parliament, and they are not able to determine the damage that it could cause. But as things stand now, the Article 108 process could go on because now Parliament has passed the bill, and it is clear on the face of it that it's going to impact on the enjoyment of rights of not only persons living LGBTQ community, but other members of the society as a whole, and therefore that 108 case has strong legs to stand on.
But it has only if it becomes law, right? Because any enjoyment of rights or curtailment of it only comes into force if it becomes law, and as it is now, it hasn't.
No, like I'm saying, there are two aspects of the case. The first one is with regard to whether the bill has become law, and it will not become law until it is assented to by the president. But the other leg of the case is about issuing an injunction to prevent the clerk from transferring the document to the president to assent to, by which point it will become law, or to prevent the president or to restrain the president from assenting to the law. So these are two different cases, all related, but one is on both are substantive issues, but the 108 one is also a procedural issue, and that's...
Sorry, I don't know if I can jump in here, Prof. Clarity. The case Amanda Odoi sent to court, she had the 108 case, the case standing on 108 as to whether the speaker had made, whether it was going to constitute a financial burden on the consolidated fund. And yes, then apart from that, she filed a second case, which was an interlocutory injunction against the Speaker of Parliament from proceeding to preside over the bill in Parliament until 108 was determined. The 9-0 case I referenced was on the interlocutory injunction, not on the 108. The 9-0 ruling was that the Speaker of Parliament was within his right to continue proceeding over proceedings because the court did not view any error or any hurt to the rights of the appellant in the case that would occasion if even Parliament had completed its work. Now, this again is, and this is not 108, but this is trying to stop Parliament from continuing his work on the same bill. And those are the the parallels I'm drawing, that there was a substantive case of 108, and then an injunction to try and stop us on the basis of considering 108. Now, Sky has also gone to Parliament, to court, on the basis of Article 17 and 33.5 and a few other constitutions. But apart from that, it's seeking a relief to injunct us from continuing work on the bill. It is the ruling on the injunction to stop Parliament from doing its work, and this same relief to stop the clerk from continuing with Parliament's work, that I draw the parallels on. I don't know if my point is clear.
Very well. Well noted. However, I think we are on the same page regarding the fact that the law as it is now is not fully law. Whether it came in last year before Parliament passed it, or at this point where it has been passed, but the President is yet to assent to it. So that is why I'm saying that the case doesn't look strong over there. However, some experts on the subject matter are saying that if you go to Article 2, it talks about an act. So if and there's an act that is involved here, Parliament did an act, and therefore you can go to the Supreme Court to raise this question whether an act has been committed.
Where the act here means the passage of the bill?
Yes. Okay. Even though it is not act with a capital A, because it has not been assented
an act by the president. An action.
Yes, exactly, an action, that's right.
Let me bring in Sam George. Substantively though, the president is basing his decision on this particular raid before the Supreme Court, and this was yesterday, it was very clear that we should all hold our hands and await the outcome of the Supreme Court case. Although the bill is not yet before him, that is an indication, is it not, that when it comes, this possibly could be his reason to Parliament why he may not sign. Is that how you're reading it too?
Well, like I said, the president is being the puppet master here with a few other players in here. The president is trying to find an excuse not to sign. But again, you want to find out if the president is being principled or not. There was a court case on the e-levy, on the passage of the e-levy. The Supreme Court was yet to rule on the matter. The president's principled position was that he was going to proceed, and if the Supreme Court ruled against it, then that law could be invalidated. Let's not forget that even the Constitution, portions of the Constitution, have been invalidated by rulings of the Supreme Court. And so the question here is, even e-levy, the president decided to proceed without waiting for the ruling from the Supreme Court. On the case of Tom Levo, the president decided to proceed and act without waiting for the Supreme Court to rule. How is it that on this one, a matter that the whole of Ghana is adding them on, irrespective of ethnicity or religion or social standing, the president thinks that on this one, he wants to wait for the Supreme Court, even though the Supreme Court has given some level of precedence relative to what they will do relative to injuncting the transmitter to him? I'm confident that we will transmit the documents to him before end of week, God willing.
And he's also told you, give indication what his response might be. It'll come down to whether you have 2/3 majority.
Well, again, that vote is not one that is going to be a secret vote. Let me state that for the record. Because the standing orders of Parliament are clear on when we conduct a secret ballot. There are only 3 instances where Parliament conducts a secret ballot. The election of a speaker, the appointment or acceptance of the appointment of a minister of state, or the removal from office or impeachment of a minister of state. These are the only times Parliament will do a secret ballot. Every other vote is either by voice vote or by division, a head count. And so we would put this to the test. I can't speak on authority on this. This is my personal opinion, but bear in mind, I'm not the only sponsor of the bill. There are 8 of us, and we have a coalition we've worked with. We're going to take a stance on this, but my personal position and default position will be that we will bring it back to Parliament if the President indicates that he will not sign after the 7-day period. If he writes to us and says he's not going to sign because he's waiting for the court, so be it. We will explore the option of bringing it back before the House and putting it to a 2/3 vote, where the Speaker will call like he normally does. He did the last vote that we had in the House. MP for Ngo Pram Sam George, how do you vote, yes or no? And the country would see where everybody votes. I mean, ultimately, the president will have to comply to the will of the Ghanaian people and not the will of his friends, who he mistakes for the friends of Ghana. Because when you read the president's speech, he says that the friends of Ghana, he's assuring the friends of Ghana. I don't know the kind of friends the president keeps, but, and Evans, I don't know the kind of friends you keep either, but the friends I keep, they don't blackmail me. That's why they're called my friends.
And very briefly, Professor Pigutia, can the Supreme Court stop another arm of government, in this case the legislature, from proceeding to do its work, as in transmitting this bill to the president?
Of course. This is a question of checks and balances. And if it is clearly stated in the Constitution, the court is a guardian of the Constitution. And so if it so appears to them, to the court, that this is what the parliament is trying to do, which is in contravention of the Constitution, they have the power to so declare.
Although we've had speakers in the past say they are masters of their own rules and they don't take instructions from the courts, this has been a contentious matter, both under Alban Bagbin and under the previous speaker.
The parliament, the kind of parliamentary system we have, or the parliament we have, is not the parliamentary system that we have in the UK, where parliament has more power than our system. In our system, it's a constitution that is the supreme law. So we defer to the constitution first. And what parliament is saying, that is a master of its own rules, should conform to the constitution. So the court will look to the constitution to make that determination. It won't rely on what the speaker has said, and that will constitute law. No, speaker's pronouncement cannot constitute law. We refer to the constitution.
Thank you very much, Professor Kojo Pigutia. He's associate professor at University of Ghana Law School there. Also, you had Sam George, lead sponsor, anti-gay bill. I want to hear from you. So should the president assent to this particular bill once it gets to him? As we've now heard, he should get it by Monday. Let me hear from you. 0551111997. News Night in a minute.